Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. The Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning. The Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the Word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the Word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
We are.
also scenes about some of the episodes of his life that seem to depict his character that may be questionable. They showed where he has gone into a convenience store and stole some cigars, and the other videos and other photos that have emerged that hopefully in their mind would taint him as America's most wanted. But while he may not have had a stellar life, while he may have robbed a convenience store, while he may have been walking in the middle of the street, that does not justify being six, he's been shot six times, twice in the head, and left to die on the street for 4 hours. That is unjustifiable. And when I look at this particular situation, the social and spiritual implications astound me. Because what is going on is that, again, it causes outrage because it seems as though it's happening too often. Where young men are taking one another's lives and young women are taking one another's lives. But then to see the number of young men and young women, black young men and black women, who have been killed by police officers because it seems as if though they have a bullseye on their chest, on their back, and on their heads. Where it seems as if the oppressor wants to do all they can to keep them down. Don't make any mistake about it. This is a terrible predicament in the life of America. And it seems again to depict a history where this seems to be fine to take the life of a young African American male. Well, it's not fine. The social implications of keeping people down is wrong, but also there are spiritual implications. Because there is a purpose for every life. That God has created us on purpose, and God has created us with a purpose. And you must know that there is an enemy whose job it is to see that you are down and that you stay down. And anything that can happen to discourage your life, don't be surprised that the enemy will try it in order to see that you do not reach and fulfill your God-given destiny. You better hear me this morning. But I've made up my mind that in spite of the enemy's attempt to kick me down, to push me down, to talk me down, to let me down, I've decided that regardless of their attempts to keep me down and push me down and let me down, that I will not stay down. I've made up my mind, in spite of my situation, in spite of my circumstances, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep on getting up. Anybody else going to get on up? No matter what the circumstances of your life is, it is no excuse to stay down. Because even though the oppressor may dig a hole for you, you don't have to jump into it. Heard Al Sharpton say once that if I knock you down, shame on me. If I come back next week and you're still down, shame on you. That we own some responsibility to make up our own minds that we have been down too long and we won't be down any longer. So what we're going to do, we're going to get on up. Let the church say get on up. Give God praise, you're going to get on up. I'm compelled and fascinated by this story found here in the third chapter of the book of Acts. And you know in the early chapters of Acts that the day of Pentecost had just occurred in Acts 2, where the power fell on that day on the disciples of Jesus Christ, who were where they were supposed to be, doing what they were supposed to be doing. And Luke says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place and with one accord. And suddenly The sound of a mighty rushing wind filled the house where they were sitting, and tongues as a fire landed on each of them, and they all began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And what's wonderful about this is that when the power came, that those who were on the inside went outside and began to preach Jesus. And after this occurrence, Luke reports that 3,000 souls were saved. Acts chapter 3 picks up the story where the disciples Peter and John were on their way to prayer, as was their custom at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as they go to prayer, they are met by a man who Luke says has been crippled from birth, who was laid daily at the temple, where he was placed there to beg for alms or for money. And I'm fascinated by this because while Luke does not give his name, you can really put your own name there. Because we all have something in common with this man. What do we have in common? I'm so glad you asked. He was born with a condition. And I want you to know that you and I have been born with a condition. And that condition is called sin. Because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, David says. But as I look at this man, I'm fascinated by the fact that it says here that there were those who went and got him every day to lay him at the gates to beg for money. They went down to his house, and he was down, and they got him and then took him down the street and down the corner and down the block. And laid him down at the gates where people looked down on him and put money down in his cup. But when Peter and John saw him down, what I like about it is that they said, look on us. And if you're going to get on up, the first thing you got to do when you're down is look up. Somebody say, get on up. When you get on up, the first way to get on up is that you got to look up. Because you can imagine as he is down on the ground that he had become so accustomed to people passing by and giving him money in his cup. And he was so accustomed to this, I imagine that the posture of a beggar was to look down and to hold his cup up, hoping that someone would drop some coins in his cup. But they said, look up. And that's why I came by to tell somebody who's been down too long that you need to stop being down by looking up. And the reason why you're staying down is that you're looking in the wrong direction. That instead of looking up, you're looking around. Your deliverance is not around you. It's above you. And you've been looking to other sources for too long to help you up. Your help is not there. Because you find in this story, there are people who will not only see you down, they'll help bring you down. And so your answer is not in other people. Your answer is in the name of God. They said, look on us. Silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I love this. I've come by here to tell somebody, stop looking around and learn how to look up. And what this man found is that his deliverance was not in his cup. It was in Christ. And they looked to receive something from him. He was hoping for silver, but instead he got salvation. He was hoping for gold, but instead he got grace. He was hoping for money, but instead he got mercy. He was hoping for cash, but instead he got Christ. Anybody glad when you look up, you'll get more than you ever expected. I've come by here to let the church understand in order to get up, you need to start looking up. I don't know how you feel about it, but I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going in and your coming out from this time forth, even forevermore. You got to look up. Stop looking to people. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your career. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your house. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your job. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your boom. Look to Jesus. And you will find out that everything you need is in that name. Anybody know there's power in that name? There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's joy in that name. Stop looking around and learn to look up. I've come by here and I'm about to take my seat. But I just want to say this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King. He is the King. He's the King of glory. Let the church say, get on up. And if you get on up, the first thing you got to do was what? Look up. Give God praise. You believe it today. You've been down too long.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The word of God tells us in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, to bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing, there will not be room enough to receive it. God is inviting us to participate in his economy. We deprive ourselves when we are disobedient to this basic expectation. However, God rewards obedience with his blessing. Your tithe helps to advance the kingdom of God as well as advance your own life. And that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
You've been down too long. It's time to get on up. But not only do you must look up, it says that they took him by his right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Now once you look up, then the next thing you got to do is rise up. The church say rise up. There's nothing more powerful than a man of God or a woman of God who's decided they've been down too long, they're ready to rise on up. Anybody ready to rise up? The most powerful posture of any child of God is when they rise up. I love the scripture when Jesus tells a story in Luke 15 about the prodigal son who lost his way. And he left home and he took up with some people who helped him spend his money on riotous living, as the Bible describes it. And after his money was all gone, so were his friends. And it says that he got so poor and so low down, he found himself in a pigsty, in a pig's pen, where the food even looked so delicious because he was so hungry. But the most powerful, one of the most powerful scriptures in all of the Bible, it's when it says, and when he came to himself, he said, I will rise and go to my father. I don't care how low down you've been. Once you decide to get up, God will take you back as if you never were down. Is there a witness in this place? No matter how low down you've been, once you make up your mind, you're going to get up. Won't he help you up? Come here, Abraham. He said, leave your country and your kindred and go to a place I will show you. Abraham had to rise up. He went to Moses and said, take off your shoes because a place that you are standing is on holy ground. And he took him and told him to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And when the children of Israel made up their mind they didn't want to be slaves anymore, they began to rise up. As you go through all the scripture, God always helps those who don't mind getting up. I'm so glad that David got up. I'm so glad that Solomon got up. I'm so glad that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got up. I'm so glad that Daniel got up. But you know what I'm really glad about it? One day Jesus got up. And there's something about when you get up, God will help you up. Anybody glad that you can rise up? I've come by here to say you've been down too long. Rise up and be what God told you to be. Rise up and say what God told you to say. Rise up and go where God told you to go. You ought to rise up. You've been down too long. Rise up, rise up, and rise up and walk. And what I love about this story is that when he got up, Luke the physician said, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And so when you get on up, you got to first look up, and then you got to rise up. But thirdly, you got to step up. Let the church say, step up. You got to step up. I love it. So he stood up on his feet, and he went into the temple. And the first thing you got to do is step up into your purpose. God did not make you to be down. He wants you to be up. He did not make you to be a victim. He wants you to be a victor. He did not make you to be dependent on anybody. He wants you to depend on him. So rise up and step up into your purpose and be who God has called you to be and say what God has called you to say. Step up into your purpose. Step up and vote. Step up and learn. Step up and help somebody. Step up and save somebody. Step up and mentor some youth. Step up into your ministry. Step up and be a good usher. Step up and be a good choir member. Step up and be a good trustee. Step up and be a good steward. Step up and be a good deaconess. Step up and be a good preacher. Anybody ready to step up? Get on up. Step up. Step up into your purpose. But thirdly, you got to step up into your praise. It says that he began to walk and leap and praise God. God has made you to give him glory. Anybody here came to give God glory? I don't know how you feel about it, but I've come that I might give my God some glory. That once he has touched my life, and once he has saved my soul, and once he has made me whole, I said to somebody, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. I got to let you know what he's done for me. Anybody glad for what he's done for you? If you come in here, you want to get on up and give God some praise. I said, get on up and praise him. Get on up and adore him. Get on up and shout hallelujah. Get on up and give him glory. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up and stay up and be the man of God, the woman of God that God has called you to be. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I've come by here to give the church a simple message. Get up. Get on up. Give God praise. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. And be his light. And shed your life. That he may use you. And get glory. He can't use you when you're down. That's why you got to get on up. And be who he's called you to be. Somebody's here today without a church home. Somebody's here without a savior. And all you got to do today is come forth and give me your hand and give God your heart. You've been down too long. It's time that you get on up. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. There's another needs to come. Come on. God bless you, my sister. Is there another? Is there another? Let's sing it all to Jesus. Oh, all. Is there another? I surrender. Hallelujah. God bless
you. Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.